Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Next time you go to a camp or retreat, chuck a novel in your backpack. You might find yourself surprisingly entertained. For Cara Martin, it was one particular book that kept her thoroughly absorbed in her spare time at a church camp. It's by an author whose name is intriguing alone, Francisco X. Stork. Cara, welcome.
Greetings.
Tell us about this book.
Well, the book is called Marcello in the Real World, but Francisco X. Stork himself is just a fascinating guy. He was born to a single mum in Mexico, and her family had rejected her, and then they did eventually welcome her back in. She was supposed to give up Francisco for adoption, but she decided to keep him, and then he was raised. Her mum married this American, Charlie Stork, which surprised me because I really thought Stork was a made-up name, but it's his
true
actual name. And this American guy on Francisco's seventh birthday gave him a typewriter, and Francisco said he would become a writer, but it was 40 years later before Francisco started writing. But they lived in poverty all through his young years, and he survived on scholarships, and he's just a survivor in himself as an author.
I was going to say, what a story in himself.
Yeah.
So Marcello in the Real World, what's it about?
Well, it's about, it's written from the perspective of someone who's somewhere on the autism spectrum disorder. So, and it's just fascinating, I guess, to get inside the head of someone who is actually living with that disorder. Marcello himself says that he's a high range, like he's got high functionality for someone on that spectrum. But it's just a fascinating insight, because really in some ways you're looking through the eyes of someone of almost an innocent in a way, looking at the world and the way people relate to each other. His father has decided that Marcello's been a little bit he's been kept in a world apart and looked after by his mum and others and gone to a special school. But at the age of 17, he wants Marcello to go out in the real world. So his father places him in his legal firm in the mailroom department and says, now you've got to face the real world.
Wow. Mm. There's a bit of a spiritual subplot.
There is. This is a fascinating aspect of the book. That Marcello, many people with Asperger's have a special interest, and Marcello's special interest is actually in reading sacred texts. So his mother has set him up with a mentor who's this rabbi, a female rabbi, and she has become his mentor. And then once he goes into the real world, working in this law firm, he turns to his mentor to help to explain some of the really confusing things that are happening around him. And she talks to him about sex, for example, and relationships and how relationships are formed and so on, and how people treat each other. And in doing that, she really opens up his eyes to how God interacts in the real world as well. Yes. And there's just some beautiful, beautiful passages in there spoken by this rabbi about the longing for God that everybody has that is expressed in different ways. And then she says this lovely thing, which sounds a lot more New Testament than a rabbi might say, which is that God's promptings, his urges, are always towards life and more life and forgiveness and more forgiveness.
There's a thought, yes.
It is, absolutely.
Especially on a night like tonight.
Yeah.
Strengths of the book, weaknesses. What do you reckon?
Well, it's a great examination of human relationships. I think that's what Marcello is able to do, or Francisco, through the character of Marcello. And especially this is a young adult book, so it's really good for teenagers to really think about relationships in a very real way. The weaknesses, unfortunately, a lot of young adult books do resort to a lot of swearing and so on, and this book is like that. And I just feel that sad that authors think that characters have to swear to be able to communicate to young people. But anyway, but that's part of it. And there is a really neat ending. But I think overall there is so much charm and wisdom in this book. I just found it. I had to read it to the end in one sitting. So
that
it was
sounds
beautiful.
So good. And especially on a camp when you're away from everything. Cara Martin, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Lynn. Our esteemed book critic, Cara Martin.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.